Lenten Day 35, April 14th, fifth Sunday of Lent, Remembrance of St. Mary of Egypt. The Gospel reading, Mark chapter 10, verses 32 to 45, today warns us to stay away from an ego that is energized by pride, jealousy, arrogance, greed, boastfulness, lust for power, conceit, vanity, and self-importance. True, not one of these words is actually found in today's Gospel lesson. But go ahead and read between the lines. You'll get it. Jesus recognized these offenses in his disciples, James and John, who were guilty of all of them. He knew them to be proud, jealous, arrogant, greedy, boastful, conceited, and vain. He also knew that if not checked, those offenses would corrupt the souls of James and John. Today's social media feeds our egos far more easily than anything that ever influenced James and John. Facebook is the biggest culprit. Used in the right way, it has the potential to be an excellent tool to keep in touch with family and friends. Used inappropriately, young people are courting disaster. A recent study by the American Academy of Pediatrics on the impact of social media cites that Facebook depression is an affliction that results from spending a great deal of time on social networking sites, then feeling unaccepted among peers online. It can cause anxiety and withdrawal, as well as an inclination to engage in risky activities and self-destructive behaviors. Because 75% of teens own cell phones, with 22% of them logging onto their favorite social networking site more than 10 times a day, a large part of their emotional development occurs while they are on the internet and their cell phones. Too much of any good thing is a bad thing. We need to do a lot better than this. Pray on it, and then act on it for the sake of your family.